I've made my phone call, Gavin's all tied up. I'll go back under the bridge, let him loose, and keep an eye on my phone for a text.
You let him go, and he says, "Well, that was quick. I thought you might come back with ice cream and Lunchables."
Oh no, that'll be the job of some friends of mine.
So when you said I'd be fired, did the personnel file say that, or did they say why?
You may hang in there, but they're considering staff reductions, and you're listed on the potential chopping block.
So I'm not really getting fired for any reason?
Firings aren't as commonly based on merit these days. It's just a matter of macroeconomic performance. You know, numbers and computer programs.
So I'm going through all this, and then you're just going to show up and pay me a buttload of money. And what am I supposed to do with it? I can't spend bribe money.
You make an excellent point. First, however, your money is contingent on your continued cooperation. After this is over, I expect you to provide as minimal information to the authorities as you can.
I really don't know anything to tell them.
Not yet, but I need someone to manage some work for a company. A friend. Since we know that you're about to be unemployed, how would you like to have a healthy salary to the tune of the money that I've promised you? It'll all be square and legal, as far as your involvement is concerned.
I'm not really much the criminal type, you know?
Good. I don't want you to be committing crimes under the name of my friend's company. I'm offering you money that you can access without concern, along with health benefits. Your job will be to manage the company and be someone that I can trust.
I don't know. Does your friend know about this? I gotta think about it.
Take what time you need. The opportunity will arise at a later date.
Paul, you receive a text. As Elvis and Larry, the two of you arrive in the form of Devin and Francis. You guys see the rental truck and pull up to it. You text Nicholas. Nicholas sends a text to Paul.
You'll have to pardon me, Gavin. I need to speak with some friends. I quickly tie Gavin up, then sneak up to the road to knock on the window of the car next to my truck.
Guys, a man dressed in green and decked out with knives knocks on your window. You can't see his face because it's obscured with a morph suit.
I roll down the window. Hey, did you call for some ductwork?
I believe I did. May I sit in the back and talk about the work with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I hop in the back seat. All right, gentlemen, before we begin, I'd like to know your skills.
Well, I'm Francis. On the streets, they call me Smith. I can bend any metal I touch into any shape I want. In a lot of cases, I get through locked doors, safes, and that kind of thing.
I'm Devin. I guess I get called Candoc, short for Cannibal Doctor. Not because I eat people, but because,
He does eat them.
Well, not like, you know, with my mouth. I don't chew them up or anything.
He just drains their bodies down to nothing, absorbs them.
But I'm also a doctor. I could go the other way.
Yeah, he could give people flesh. It's weird. How about you, Green? What do you do?
I'm in charge. And now my next question is crucial. Do either of you like Lunchables or ice cream?
What kind of ice cream? Is this code for, like, drugs? Are you checking to see if we're cops?
You spoke up first, so you'll be going to the supermarket to pick up some ice cream and pizza Lunchables. Devin, or Candoc. In fact, we'll use your alias. Candoc, get on a mask and join me. I've got a makeshift shelter under a bridge, and we're babysitting someone there. He needs supervision until tomorrow night.
You gonna be all right, dude?
Yeah, I mean, he put 100K down. I assume I'll be here till you get back.
All right, everybody hop out. I'll get some ice cream and pizza Lunchables.
Good, then I'll count on you returning in short order.
Larry drives off. Elvis, Paul leads you into his plywood lair where Gavin is being kept.
I untie Gavin. Candoc, this is Gavin. Gavin, this is my friend, Candoc. He'll be supervising you, so we won't have to deal with these ropes going forward.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Candoc. That's a lovely ski mask.
Yeah, my favorite color is black. I feel like it really brings out my eyes.
Well, it brings out the whites of them, all right.
And I guess we'll make small talk until Larry comes back.
I assume it's somewhat one-sided, since neither of you want to give up personal information. Instead, it just becomes about Gavin. You find out that he likes collecting cards for one of those battle card games.
Oh, yeah, I used to love Duel School back when I was a teenager. I couldn't afford to get the card packs back then, though, so I was one of those kids who stole them from other people.
You know, it feels like every class had one of those.
Well, of course they did. Do you know how expensive those cards are? I wanted to play, but my mom took one look at the price, and when I explained I needed 60 cards, she just about beat me to death right there in the store. I mean, part of why I got beaten was because I tried to lie to her and say I only needed a few packs, but then she realized I had no control of if they were good cards, and it was basically gambling.
Well, I know God. It's like gambling. That's why it was so upsetting when your good cards got stolen. Hey, you didn't ever happen to steal a holographic hunchback dark magician woman, did you? Maybe you went to my school.
Yeah, I stole like two of those. Everybody had one. If I stole something actually rare, I could never play with it because everyone would catch on. Everybody had hunchback dark magician, though.
I only had the one. And after it got stolen, I swear I never saw another one.
Oh, well, you had bad luck then. That was a common card.
After a bit of this, Lowry comes back with the Lunchables and a carton of ice cream. Gavin says, "Oh my God, you actually did it."
Of course. This was trivial, but that offer for employment and payment is just as sincere as this was.
Like you said, I guess I got time to think about it.
That you do. Now that Kandok and Smith are here, I'll go home and get some rest. The next day I'll check in with work, deal with the usual garbage, and then get prepared for the big night. Or rather, we'll make it the big afternoon. I plan to make my first move around 3 p.m.
Sure. Elvis and Lowry, I assume you guys work in shifts and just make sure Gavin doesn't run off?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Paul, you go through the usual for the day, check in with work, light a freeze frame about meeting your quotas, and then the afternoon rolls around. Lowry and Elvis, you mostly keep Gavin company, get him breakfast and lunch. At some point, he asks for a book to read or you guys to watch YouTube together for a bit. There's not a lot to do under a bridge when you're not prepared. At 3 p.m., Paul shows up.
First, I need to make sure, did Nicholas get me that virus that he was making?
Yeah, he's done. You meet briefly, perform the handoff, and you're good to go if you can get it to their main system.
When I get to the underpass, I'm going to be disguised to look as close as I can to Gavin. That does mean I'm going to have to shave my beard.
Well, in that case, guys, Gavin's very twin shows up at the underpass.
Actually, I should probably text them so that they know that I'm in disguise and this is according to plan.
Reasonable.
Well, you look just like the guy.
Naturally. I'm a shapeshifter. My powers aren't exact, but they'll do. As for you, how have been things?
Honestly, boring. But for the amount that you're paying, I guess we shouldn't complain.
We're being paid to catch up on reading and to babysit a grown man. It's an easy 100K so far.
Well, this is where your money justifies itself. I'm going to make a visit to one Kelvin McDonald, billionaire. My intent is to talk my way into his home and install a little bit of malware into his security systems. I just need the two of you on standby in case it goes poorly.
You're going to attack a billionaire's home? And your backup is just the two of us?
I may need you to assist with my egress, within reason. If things go well, you won't be required until later tonight when we formally storm the place.
Okay, but that's still an attack on a man who's friends with every politician who matters. Whatever you plan to do from there, it's going to attract the interest of the FBI and the CIA, and who knows what else within the U.S. And that's just the guys in the U.S. After that, we'll have to worry about the FSB, whatever the Chinese Spy Network acronym is, and I don't know, Italy or something.
You might be overestimating the number of actual friends any one billionaire has. These organizations aren't going to drop everything for a ransom case simply out of love. And besides, I think I know who he'll turn to first. None other than our own city's Unstoppable Industries.
I'm not hugely eager to be run over by them either. Are you new at this? You don't stay a living criminal by taking on high-profile enemies.
I've heard Captain Momentum isn't really dead. They faked it as an undercover thing.
I assure you, he's dead. And that they're less capable than they're willing to let on.
What about Kimon? Supposedly he tortures people in the company basement.
A dog on a leash. Harmless.
Look, this is all just a lot of talk so far.
Well, here, sit with me, and I'll pull up the blueprints.
I hand the phone and blueprints off to Kandok. This is really more up Kandok's alley.
Is it?
Yeah, the cannibal thing is nice and all, and don't get me wrong, I can fight. But what makes me worth the money is I know a thing or two around a lot of professions.
Kandok is an expert in many fields. Looking over these blueprints, it's impressive how much security there is, and that your new boss has such a detailed look at it. If you really can take it over, that's great, but you're seeing a few concerns. One is that McDonald could hide himself in a safe room and hit a panic button. Neither of those things are synced up to the central system because they wouldn't be useful if they could be turned off like that. That means you'll have to go in quietly and grab McDonald before he realizes what's going on.
Okay, so this is good, but we're not going to pull it off if anyone realizes we're going in. How many people are we concerned about grabbing?
Kelvin lives with his wife, so they'll be the only two people immediately present for sure. But there'll also be guards, and if they realize something's up, they could use their phones to call the police. The blueprints for the facility can't say how many guards there are, but it shouldn't be too many. Most surveillance is automated.
So, Gavin's twin, shapeshifter guy, boss. Can you do anything besides turn into people?
I can turn people inside out. Metaphorically, but the point is, yes, I am a threat.
Do you know how to sneak around a building?
What would be the point of having these skills if I couldn't apply them selectively?
Is that a yes?
Yes, and you'll be surprised at how good I can be.
Then in that case, I think Smith should go and grab our main guy, Kelvin. Smith can bend metal like it's American cheese, so if he manages to get past a safe door, he won't be safe. Meanwhile, I can subdue his wife. So here's the question on whether this is going to succeed or fail. Gavin 2, can you handle a group of armed guards?
If they're ordinary men, then yes.
Okay, because backup plan, Smith's body has weirdly high iron content. I mean, his whole body basically is cast iron, and it'll take an RPG to kill him. If we really need someone to wade into a firefight, he is a realistic panic button.
But how quickly can he clear a room?
I'm more the slow and methodical type.
Normally, I don't need to hurry too much.
Then I'll handle the guards between us and our exit, and in a hurry.
And we're taking over the security system?
If all goes well in the immediate plans, then yes.
Okay, well, in that case, a kidnapping is doable. It's crazy, but doable.
This is a job worth way more than 100K.
That first 100K was a sign-on bonus. I'm willing to go up to 1 million each on the success of the job.
1.5 million.
1.25.
Okay, fine. Smith, you good?
Yeah, I can live with that.
Then we have a deal. Go ahead and get comfortable in the back of Gavin's truck. I'm headed down to the estate now. I'll send a text if I need an escape.
What are we doing with Gavin?
Sadly, we'll have to tie him up for a little while.
Oh, I can do better than rope. I go to my car, get some rebar, then come back and simply tie it around Gavin's arms and legs as though it were string.
Oh, come on, guys. Isn't this a little overkill?
Honestly, I don't think I'd feel safe leaving you unattended for anything, but we'll do what we have to do.
You guys get into Gavin's truck, and Paul, you take it to the front gates of Kelvin's mansion?
To the gates!
To the gates you go!
I'll pull up and push the button to speak to somebody.
You get a voice. They say, McDonald residents, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Gavin Blevins with Really Real Security, and I got a question for you. Would it be okay if I talked to the guy in charge of your security setup?
Oh, that'd be me. I manage security, including the front door.
All right, well, hey, this is an unscheduled visit, but basically the company is thinking about doing some performance-based layoffs. You don't have to do anything, but I was sort of hoping maybe I could ask one of our more important customers to do a little security audit and then sit through a sales pitch upselling you on some of our new products.
Oh, sorry, we're not interested in soliciting.
That's what I figured, but if I don't get my metrics up, I think I'm on the chopping block. You don't have to do anything, I just want to be able to mark down that I made the effort and maybe bring it up that I took the initiative during my performance review.
Paul, give me a persuasion roll.
Here we go. Look, I'm a little desperate. My health insurance is tied to this job, so between two working fellas, I hope you understand.
Alright, yeah, I'll open the gates. You can go ahead and pull up to the side, someone will meet you there. And Paul, the gate opens and they let you in. You go around to a service entrance on the side of the mansion, and a guy wearing some light tactical gear comes out to greet you. Kandok and Smith are in the back, hiding. The guard leans in and he says, okay, so I'm told you're going to look at our security systems. What all do you need to do?
Well, I was going to check your camera latency, look at some of the electronic stuff. It's the easiest thing I can do a diagnostic on without being invasive to anybody.
Okay, what do you need for that?
You got your central control unit under the kitchen, right? You can take me down there and I'll have a look. Are you the guy in charge?
I'm just taking you to where you're going. Do you have your credentials on you?
Yeah, and I hold up my card.
The guy looks at it. You know, he could call the company. If he did, the company probably would confirm that Gavin works for them. But then the guard decides he doesn't care enough. And he says, with a level of feigned authority on the matter, yeah, all right. Your picture's on there, and you know where the command center is, so you must be legit.
Of course I am. Okay, I hop out of the truck. You know, I'm kind of excited to see some of this in person. I've looked over the specs, but it's a big custom job. Do you let people clean the tunnels?
No, nobody goes down there. I mean, every now and then we get a power washer and run it over bare surfaces, but the escape tunnels double as storage space a lot of the time. Anyway, he takes you inside. Paul, your keen eyes spot cameras, motion detectors, ceiling-mounted guns. There's a panel that you know from the blueprints now would spray a psychoactive fog into the room, and that's just on the way to the kitchen. If you hadn't slowed down to do your intel, you'd have died in here. They open a door, lead you down the stairs into a bare room where there's another guard waiting in front of a computer command system.
Hello there. You must be in charge of security.
Yep, name's Cameron.
Well, nice to meet you, Cameron. I'm Gavin.
So you're just doing a diagnostic and a sales pitch?
Yeah, if I can. Could you scoot over?
He makes room for you.
Okay, I sit down, and as though it were the most natural thing in the world, I plug the USB into his computer.
What's that?
It'll install some drivers so I can look at the readings on my device. I open up the files, run them, let the program install, and then get out my phone and start looking at the blueprint so this looks legit. Okay, so everything's pretty state-of-the-art. Fog levels are good. You know, we have a new version of that that acts as an anesthetic. It'll make a guy numb all over so he can't feel what he's doing anymore.
The one we have is some kind of irritant. It's supposed to cause breathing problems, dizziness. Actually, you know, I worry about that system more than all the others. Gas leak on that thing would be dangerous. Since you're here, would you mind making sure that everything's still in airtight shape?
Yeah, I can do that. I need to call a specialist from the company to make sure I'm doing it right, though. I'll get to that, but before I do, let's do some basic tests with the cameras. Do you have a lot of guys around the premises? If you could just have, like, a couple of them wave their hands in front of the cameras and then tell us on the radio when they do it, I could get a sense for how much lag we got.
There's just four guys around the house, and me here in the command center.
Really? The blueprints show you got a whole barracks here.
Yeah, but Mr. McDonald doesn't stay in one place for too long. Typically, we use it when he's got important friends over, and we've got beds for the extra security detail.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, I'll just do one camera then. Can you have a guy wave a hand in front of it? They're all the same model, so I'll just extrapolate.
Cameron has one of the guards wave a hand in front of a camera. In the meanwhile, Nicholas texts you. All it says is, looks good. So you assume he's got it.
Okay, perfect. And then next I'll go upstairs and call Kandok.
Hey, we good?
Yeah. They just wanted me to make sure that all the parts of the fog system are still hooked up. I can get you the make and model, and then you can walk me through a basic inspection. I'm on the line for the correct department, right?
Oh, yeah, you are. Just tell me what you're looking at.
Okay, looks like it's the Smoke Bottom N247.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, put your phone on video camera and I'll walk you through looking at the parts. Don't touch anything, though. The gas is pressurized.
With Kandok's help, you open up the paneling, look inside, and yeah, that's a bunch of pneumatic tubes or something. You put it back together and it's fine. Very good.
Hey, HQ, you recommend any upgrades for this?
Well, there's always the N3 series, but honestly, it's way more expensive and the benefits are pretty marginal.
Do you guys maybe want to upgrade to the N3 series?
You know what? Just email me a report and we'll look it over. Is your company going to be happy with that?
Yeah, they should be. Hey, thanks again. I really appreciate it. This is a really big deal for me.
And there you are. You go back to the van, now with access to their automated security. They let you drive out the front, and you're gone.
Well, that went wonderfully, gentlemen. If everything goes just as well tonight, we'll be sitting on enough money to retire. Or worse.
Yeah, don't jinx it.